Suicide is the second leading cause of death for teenagers, and schools increasingly are seen as a key place to help at-risk students stay safe. But suicide prevention training for school employees varies a lot state by state. Jennifer McKim reports from member station WGBH.
Christina worried when she found her 16-year-old boyfriend, Jacob Goyette, drunk and crying at school in the spring of 2018. A sophomore in high school, Christina already knew too many people who had died by suicide, so her mind immediately went to the worst-case scenario. We are calling Christina by her middle name because of her family's concern for her privacy. She says she left Jacob with a friend and headed to the social worker at her suburban Boston high school for help.
Like, I banged on that door, like, wicked hard. And she opened it, and I was, like, almost, like, in tears. And she promised me that she would call his parents and tell the dean of the school so everyone would know.
But Christina says that's not what happened. Less than 2 months later, she got the worst news possible. Jacob killed himself in his backyard treehouse. He was the fifth student who had attended the Acton-Boxborough Regional High School to die by suicide in about 2 years. Jacob's mother, Shannon Goyette, says she was floored to find out later that Christina had tried to warn her that her son was at risk.
To have someone say to you that there was a chance we could have helped Jacob because somebody came forward for him on his behalf, and that was a possibility we could have changed things or made, it was just devastating.
Goyette recently notified school officials that she plans to sue the district for failing to contact her. She believes if she'd been told, she could have saved her youngest son's life. She knew that Jacob struggled with anxiety and ADHD, but she says she did not understand how troubled he was. She says Christina saw the signs and told an adult.
She was on the front line, and she saw them, and she reacted appropriately with her heart. She was worried for Jake, and then the school just dropped the ball.
School officials declined to discuss details of Jacob's death. The social worker could not be reached for comment. But Goyette's allegations put a focus on the responsibilities and challenges of schools to respond to the rising mental health needs of students. Many health experts are cautious about laying blame after a suicide. Seth Kleinman is a school social worker and adjunct professor at Simmons University in Boston.
It's really easy in retrospect after something terrible like this happens to assess that she did not perform her duties effectively, but I don't know that we would know enough, at least I don't, based on what I know already, to know what she should or should not have done.
Most experts agree that school personnel in contact with students for a large part of the day are a key resource in providing help. Federal data shows that more than 17,000 young people aged 9 to 18 died by suicide across the U.S. between 2008 and 2017. Numbers are on the rise. More than 17% of high school students said in a recent survey that they seriously considered suicide in the last year. Larry Berkowitz heads the nonprofit Riverside Trauma Center in Massachusetts. He provides resources to schools before and after a suicide.
We need those adults who are around the students to know what to do, to know what to hear, to know what to look for, and how to adequately respond.
The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention recommends that states require all public school personnel receive at least 2 hours of suicide awareness and prevention training each year. But the nonprofit says only 13 states require such annual training. Most others require less frequent instruction or simply encourage staff to educate themselves. Many school officials say they need more resources. In Bedford, Massachusetts, students and faculty are still reeling from the loss of a 16-year-old student to suicide earlier this year. Here's school principal Heather Galanti.
We're seeing an uptick in concerns around anxiety and mental health concerns in our students, and our faculty is wanting to be better prepared.
Massachusetts passed a law to require public schools to train staff about suicide prevention. But the law was never funded, and the requirement was watered down to a guidance document. In Acton-Boxborough, where Jacob Goyette was a student, school officials say they recently started training all staff every 2 years. The community has struggled with a string of suicides since 2016. Christina, Jacob's former girlfriend, knew several of the students personally.
It went from Megan to, I think, Matthew before Tom, and then Jacob.
After Jacob died, Christina dropped out of school. She hopes that by talking about her efforts to support him, she will push others to take young people seriously.
I tried to help Jacob, but it didn't work out, so maybe I can help someone else.
As the number of youth suicides rise across the U.S., more families, schools, and experts are calling for communities to pay better attention to young people at risk. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer McKim.
Jennifer McKim is a senior reporter with WGBH's New England Center for Investigative Reporting. And if you or someone you know is in crisis, call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The number is 1-800-273-8255.